I'm in the country farmhouse kitchen of Liz Dawson.
Hello.
And you're a sheep breeder.
Yes, Black Welsh Mountain sheep.
You're actually the first sheep breeder I've ever met, and you're a lady.
Thank you. I like you. I'm a lady, yes.
I'm a lady.
Yes.
Is this normal for sheep breeders to be ladies?
I think there are quite a few around here, yes.
Not just a way of getting sheep wool for knitting, is it? That's the kind of thing my dad would say.
Oh, right, yes, yes. Do I look like someone who could knit? No. I can't sew a button on, no.
And you're quite successful at it as well.
Oh, well, I try very hard.
Standing in a warehouse full of rosettes and trophies for a particular breed, which is very close to your heart, is it not?
Yes. It's what I spend all my year doing, is taking them to shows and waiting for the next crop of lambs so I can do it again.
And what's the name of that breed?
Black Welsh Mountain.
And why is it so special?
Oh, they're beautiful sheep. If you met some, which I think you're going to, you'd just fall in love with them and want to buy lots off me.
So do you sell them?
Only to very select people.
Really? Because you do grow quite attached to them.
Yes, that's the hardest part, yes.
Until you eat them.
Oh, careful. Yes, but they do have to be eaten, yes.
Yeah, I guess it's... You don't think of this as a job, though. You don't seem to think of this as a job.
No, I don't. No, it doesn't seem like work. It's just enjoyment every day.
Even on days like this, which unusually, it's raining in Wales.
Yes, it is a nice drop of rain, isn't it? Yes.
Not as wet as the Lake District, though. It is now official.
So there we are.
So why sheep? Did you wake up years ago and say, I will be a sheep breeder if it's the last thing I do?
Yes, I remember waking up when I was two going, I will be a Black Welsh Mountain sheep breeder.
Why two? Really? 2 years old?
From when I was 2 years old, I loved sheep. Yes, but we didn't have any black ones in our world. They were white round where I lived, but I do like black sheep.
So how does it make you feel when people talk about the black sheep of the family?
I'm proud to be the black sheep of this family. And we've got a lot of black sheep in my family.
How many exactly?
Oh, most of the family, yes.
160
here, and then there's some two-legged ones in my family, some black-legged.
Oh, really? Yes. Okay, so dodgy yes, individuals. Absolutely. Give me a list off the top of your names, off the top of your head, yes. Some of the names of the sheep you have.
All right, well, we've got Blackadder, and we've got Carling, his little friend, and we had Baldrick, who went to Scotland. And we've got Lord Melchett, we've got Lintel, who's very dull, but wins a lot of prizes. And we've got Legend, who's come up from Pembroke, we brought him in.
Yes. Legend sounds like a warrior.
Yes, he's only little.
Oh, and little warrior.
Yes, and they laughed at him when he arrived, the other sheep, oh, what's that?
But my name is Legend.
Yes. And then we've got Bourneville, who's the mother of Little Smarty, a big winner.
He's slightly more brown than black.
No, she's very, very black.
Oh, I was just thinking chocolate.
Yes, well, we've got this chocolate family, but you run out of chocolates because we got caramel, and then we had Bounty Barbar, and we got Licorice, this lamb. Oh, she's gorgeous.
That's an awesome name as well.
Yes, and she's going to be a star. You can tell because she looks at me like, huh, where are you from? So I know she's going to be great. And let's see, we've got lots of we've got Lardy Lamb, who's fat. And then we've got, we've got Little Dorrit. Now, she's going to be a star, I can tell.
Dorrit?
Little Dorrit.
Okay.
Because she's a bit, I'm better than you, which she is. Yeah. And then we've got Lola Lamb, who likes dressing up. And then we've got Lady Teasel, who's gone to live on another farm because her tail was too short to be show sheep.
Oh, wow.
So she's gone to live on another farm. And, yeah, we've got Lettuce and Leafy. And we've got Lucinda Briar Lama.
There's a lot of L's going on here.
Yeah, that was this year's letter. Yes, yeah.
And is this the pedigree people that say you must name all of your sheep with L?
Yes, you have to register them with that letter.
A bit like cars.
Yes, it is like cars, but much nicer. Cars are horrible, but useful.
But useful.
Yeah.
For getting sheep to shows.
Yes, that's their main use. Yes.
Main use.
Their
for
only
you.
Use. Yes. Yes.
You also have a large collection of Wellington boots, which I'm very impressed with. Do the sheep still recognise you when you dress up differently?
Oh, they like to be nicely dressed. They go, you've worn those for 2 days, haven't you? So I go, oh yes, I'll go back to the house and change them. You know, got all shades. And then, interestingly, I used to have these leopard spotted ones that when we had little lambs, I just used to walk up to them, they go, and run away into the shed when I had a problem. And it's really true. I used to wear the leopard spotted ones.
Did you stop you wearing them?
Oh, yeah, they'd go straight in the shed, no problem.
Wow.
That's true.
What you want... Now that I know the secret of how to... hang on, this sounds like a book title. How to Attract Sheep.
An influence people?
Yeah, how to attract sheep and influence people. You use toast as a training bait.
Secret.
Okay, sorry about that.
Don't tell anybody.
Don't. And if you're listening to this, forget you heard that.
Yes.
Imagine if somebody out there, like Hunter, who make all of your wellies, could make you some wellies that had toast on them.
Yeah, I nearly got there before you. Yes, that would be great, wouldn't it? They'd be great. Yes.
They'd be unique, and people would recognise you from miles around. But you'd have to have 10 pairs because you've got 10 pairs out there.
Yes, you would actually. Yes, one for each day of the week. How long are your weeks?
I work a lot.
Yes, yes, 10-day weeks. Yes.
No time, no rest for me.
No,
the wicked.
No.
Oh well, this is fantastic. Just give a quick mention to your favourite king of the sheep.
What's Blackadder?
Blackadder.
And Carling.
And Carling.
And Jolson, his mate. And Kermit, Kermitella, and Kosher, and Kangar. Yeah,
there's a gang of them.
Oh, yes.
Just in case they hear this, you're all loved equally.
Yes, they are, yes, yes. I'm going out to see them all personally now and explain about this.
Well, thank you so much, and tell them that they are famous.
Thank you. World famous, I hope.
Let me just try and turn this recording off. Thanks. Oh. I'm going to take a photograph of you with that picture, and that can be the picture that goes with this recording.